Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. My name is Kelly Swales, and I'm the web editor for Lab Medicine. Joining me today is Carlo Ledesma, and he's going to talk with us about making the transition from bench technologist to a leadership role. Hi, Carlo.
Hi.
So I think the first question I have for you is, what sort of qualities should a person have if they'd like to make the transition from a bench technologist to a supervisor or a manager?
For the most part, when one transitions from being a bench tech to a supervisor, one should have the drive and the passion, because it takes a lot more than a normal technologist to do supervisory tasks. We are always trained to be on the technical level, knowing the science behind performing tests and the science behind the reason for the test. But supervision is a different animal. It requires more of people skills, learning a lot of the regulations. So it's a different venture from being a bench tech. So it requires to have passion and the drive to be successful as a supervisor.
So in addition to the passion and the drive to really push yourself forward and enter a leadership role, what sort of skill set would a person need?
To be a successful supervisor, one should be more detail-oriented. Being a supervisor, especially in technical supervision, you'll require that you pay attention closely to regulations, to different regulations from whether you're on a CAP checklist or different regulatory agencies. That's the most important thing, is to be very detail-oriented. And that way you can satisfy or be successful, to be successful in your role. Being detail-oriented is the key. Satisfying different regulatory agencies, all their checklists and standards, and applying it into your practice, being very detail-oriented, is essential.
So if somebody isn't quite as detail-oriented as they would need to be in order to become a supervisor, what do you have any suggestions for someone if they want to develop that skill?
Well, we are all trained as scientists. And, you know, a scientist or in the bench level, We're detail-oriented in a way, but learning more of regulation or being more proactive, and being a supervisor is more detail-oriented times five because it's more, what do you call it?
Well, it's all on you, right? I mean, if you're not following, if your department's not following a guideline, then that's on you. So you really have to be sort of self-motivated and really be on top of things.
Yeah, not only self-motivation is the key, and also being a visionary in a way that, yes, you're going to satisfy regulation, but also you're also being mindful of the business aspect of the laboratory. As we all know, it's finance drive the healthcare and also the laboratory. So being very aware, financially sound, on top of being aware of the self-regulation, and also you're thinking about efficiencies, especially in this day and age in the healthcare profession, not just applicable to laboratory. We all are thinking about efficiencies. So it takes, you know, you're not just a self-motivator, but also being a visionary. You have to think outside the box.
Can you tell me some of the unexpected and maybe some of the expected obstacles that you encountered when you made the transition from the bench to a supervisor?
When I transitioned from a bench tech to a supervisor, I was at a very young age, and it was expected that I would be challenged. I'm not strong enough, or I'm not aggressive enough to handle people. Supervision is also not just learning the bench level of it, not just learning the regulation, but also, you know, the people skills, as I've mentioned earlier. I was expecting that to happen, is when people think, oh, you're too nice. You can't do all this stuff being a supervisor. You can't handle this because you're too nice. You can't be really aggressive. But it for me, I always wanted to prove myself. I always have that drive that if anyone else can do it, I can do it. Unexpected things when I transitioned from a bench tech to a supervisor, is learning the business side of it really fast. Like all of us, or normal med techs, or normal lab professionals, we were always trained in the sciences and learning the business aspect of it, especially when you come to management or supervision, these are foreign terminologies for me when I transitioned to supervision. So that was one of the unexpected challenges that I had to face when I transitioned. You can't really fully prepare yourself transitioning to from supervisor from bench tech to supervisor. You have to be mentally prepared of the upcoming challenges during the transition.
What do you wish that someone had told you about making this transition before you did it?
Be tougher. Be tougher than what you are right now. Because, like I said, you have to be emotionally, mentally, and physically prepared. Being supervisor is fulfilling because, yes, we're trained scientists, but being a supervisor, you're making a difference not only for yourself, not only for your patient, but also for the laboratory. You're the leader. It's very challenging. But it's also very fulfilling.
And what advice would you give someone else who wants to do this?
My main advice is, if someone doubts that they can be a supervisor or enter the supervision, don't ever doubt yourself. You're capable of going higher and reaching your dreams. The transition is tough, but stay strong and there will be challenges, but you will find your own way of supervision or your own style of management. Find a mentor that will teach you the right skills to be an effective supervisor or an effective leader.
I think that's some really great advice, Carlo, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.